In Northwest News on KPLU, Washington lawmakers have filed an update with the state Supreme Court about their progress toward meeting the McCleary school funding mandate. But KPLU education reporter Kyle Stokes says even lawmakers admit they still have more work to do.
Everyone is wondering what state Supreme Court justices are going to do next. Their order in the McCleary school funding case required lawmakers to finish their complete plan to fully fund basic education during this past session. But Democratic State Senator David Frakt says he and his colleagues didn't figure out how to do that.
A plan per se has not been adopted here, and I think that's something that we're going to have to deal with, and then we're going to find out how the court will evaluate that.
The legislature has approved more than $1.3 billion new dollars for public schools, but McCleary is as much about increasing school funding as it is about fixing how schools are funded. That means weaning school districts off of local property tax dollars that are supposed to pay for extra things, but that districts have been using to cover basic expenses. And in a Seattle Times op-ed this weekend, two top lawmakers argued the most practical way for the court to step in would be to, quote, provide a hard but achievable deadline to address the local property tax issue. Kyle Stokes, KPLU News.